Hello.
Yeah?
Thank you so much for calling.
I was just talking to somebody on there
Oh, sorry.
about a story. I was just talking to somebody on there about a story.
Oh, who were you talking to? I'm sorry.
Some guy on there.
Okay, let me connect you to someone else.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, who is this?
Yes.
Can
You
I
there?
speak to you, sir?
Yeah, I just spoke to somebody. Sorry, somebody's walking by. Idiot.
Who are
Yeah,
you
I
talking
spoke
to?
to somebody. Yeah, I was spoken to some guy there about a story about my bricklayers union. I hired Vinnie Parko in New York City. States that this union delegate is taking bribes out of contracts I've been working for. And I haven't got a lawyer in 10 years. Everybody's blocking me out from getting my money. They owe me $250,000 in this city. I told them I wanted to do a documentary because the union, Bricklayers Union, Local 1, has their delegate taking bribes that I've been working for. And they're over here blocking me from getting work. Now I'm fighting this. Yes.
Okay, what is your name exactly?
James Joseph
James what? Sorry.
Facito. James Joseph
Okay, James.
Facito.
Okay, perfect.
Facito.
Do you, I wanted to know if you want to publish your book because I kind of understand your situation. But would you like to publish your book?
Yeah, I would like to publish it, you know, and right now I don't have the money right now. You understand? I'm being blacklisted in the union. I can't even work. They're throwing out my documents from the Department of Labor map.
Okay,
They're not
so.
accepting my documents. You know what I mean? It's hard for me to get work with these people. You know what I mean? And nobody wants to give me a lawyer to put this paperwork through. So what do I do? You know what I'm saying? I'm being blocked out of everything.
So James, let's do one
You know what I
thing.
mean?
How about you? How about you deal with that first? Because I feel like you have a lot of.
I would like to have maybe a meeting with you. Maybe we could put some pressure on this union and have them, maybe you call them up since you're a publisher, and maybe put some pressure on this union to accept my paperwork
To do
or
that,
do the right thing, maybe.
huh?
You
Will
know?
you be able to do this? Because like,
You
this is something.
know what I'm saying? Maybe we blacklist them, but blacklist them back. You know what I mean? I mean, these people owe me $250,000, madam.
James,
You know what
excuse
I mean? And I have.
me.
Vinnie Parko is a private investigator stating that they're over here stealing your money out of your pocket behind your back.
James,
Right?
it makes sense.
You know? Right?
But
Wouldn't you like to know what they're doing behind your back, why everybody's not working when you have this union over here blocking everybody out?
James, I
Right?
totally understand where you're coming from,
You
but
know what I'm saying, madam?
I totally understand. But the thing is, we won't be able to help you getting off the blacklist because, like, we don't know what exactly is happening, you know. But if you want anything to do, like, if you want any help with the publishing, we could help you with that. But I'm sorry, I won't be able to call your lawyer or the judge to tell them that. You know, to give any sort of.
You'll be able to what? Just help me with publishing, right?
Yeah, I can help you with publishing, marketing, anything that is to do with the book. But what you are saying, that's kind of serious. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
No,
so
but
sorry about it, though, James.
I
I'm
mean,
sorry.
how would this go about, you know, man? I don't have the money for this, though.
Exactly, you don't have the money. What is your budget? You don't
You
have.
know what I mean? I'm like, don't have no money for anything right now.
I am so sorry about that, James. I'm actually very, very sorry about it. I wish I could
You
do
know?
something about it, but I was just hoping you have like nothing left. Like you have nothing. That's what you're saying. Why won't you tell me a bit about your book, James?
Well,
What's it about?
I'm working here and there, you know. I mean, if we can I mean, I can't pay nothing up front right now. This is what I mean. I can pay, you know, some money when I have, when I'm starting working. You know what I mean? I'm working here and there. I'm working part-time right now. Or when I get work, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, I don't have a full-time job.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, madam? I do construction. So I know a few companies that I work for, and I work to pay my bills like that.
Mm-hmm. So are you staying paid weekly, daily? What's the percentage?
Daily, I don't have nothing daily that I go to on a jobly, like a jobly basis. You know, I don't have no regular income coming in.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's hard for me to find work. I'm fucking, I'm all over the place. You don't even know. Nobody's not accepting my documents in this union. So it's hard for me to get work now. You understand?
What are you doing these days?
I'm working with a construction guy company.
Construction
that
guy?
Works.
In construction?
Yeah, I work do construction. I'm a mason.
Oh, okay. So what is your book about exactly? What did you write? Or is it like it's a
special? Well, I wanted to write a documentary.
On?
On, based on the struggle outside trying to get work in this union.
About what?
Know, and why so many people are on unemployment.
Okay.
Why these unions are blocking people out to get work. I don't understand when you show people documents and they don't want to put it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never heard such
what
a thing.
What is it about? What is it
why
about?
Why you block, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Now you have
a union. Yeah, yeah.
Now you have a delegate stealing money in the unions.
Okay, no. Understandable, yeah. I understand.
You understand?
Yeah.
Now I hire a private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's my life. So I'm working, doing all this work in New York City,
mm-hmm.
doing all these buildings, all these monuments, all these schools,
okay.
all these hospitals in New York City, okay. and not being accountable for who I am, a mason in New York City, building all these schools. I got a certificate, fire mm-hmm. stopping. Do all these buildings, the smoke seal code.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being recognized, you might say.
Mm-hmm. That's
doing all these monuments.
Mm-hmm.
I did the museums, Brooklyn Museum.
So, James,
did
you're
the Metro Tech. I did Columbia University.
Okay.
I did all these monuments in New York City.
James, how about you hear me out a bit? I was asking about. Is your manuscript ready, or you still haven't write anything? You just have a plan, and you haven't wrote anything. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, makes sense. See, the thing is, ghostwriting, where you could just like tell my team about your story or whatever you want in that book, and we're just going to write it for you. But in order to do that, you need to have some amount of money so that, you know, my team can just start working on the amount that you gave. You know, because like I cannot vouch for you like that because it's not like that. It's not the policy. You have to pay something upfront in order to, you know, in order to publish your book. Or like if you want us to write something, you need to pay something up front. It makes sense that you're going through a lot right now, and I'm really, really sorry about that, James. And I hope you get like, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm trying to get some, you know, some development here, you know, what they're doing out here, because now I'm stuck with no money, no paperwork
really,
going through
really
the system.
Sorry. What about,
you know
what about
mean?
Your family? Where is your family, relatives, people around
well,
you?
Well, my family ain't gonna do nothing. They do their own thing.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's going to help me. I'm my own self. There's my own paperwork. Nobody ain't going to do nothing for me.
Uh-huh.
My own paperwork.
Uh-huh.
I can't make people do their jobs in their union.
I know.
Right?
That makes sense.
I can't tell them to do do
I'm
their job,
asking,
right?
Yeah, I'm not asking you to ask them for, you know, financial assistance or anything, but then, like, you know, moral support is very important during these times. You need, like, your family around you when something like that is happening, because, like, I'm not asking you to take money or something, but then, like, you know, some moral support won't harm anyone.
Well, thing is that I got the unions giving me paperwork telling me I'm being verbally abusive in their union. when I go and give them paperwork.
Uh-huh.
When I'm saying that you owe me money. You know what I'm saying? I give these people paperwork that they don't accept in New York City. Nobody wants to accept it.
Uh-huh.
You know, these are all government papers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not a lawyer. I can't make them do their job. I can't bring these people to court. I'm not a lawyer to do that. You understand?
What is your lawyer exactly doing right now? Like, is he helping you
the
out with this?
The lawyers don't want to get involved, madam. This is what I mean.
Why is it so serious? Why can't, like, they get involved?
Why? Because I have paperwork for a delegate taking bribes out of New York City. When you have somebody in a union taking bribes out of New York City, madam, they don't want to know nothing. Lame. Larry Cavado. It's on the paper. Everything's on paper, madam.
Yeah,
if I show you, right? If I show you what they did.
But why were you taking bribes from union?
Okay. You understand? Nobody wants to do it.
Because it makes sense. It's about bribes. Maybe you can just ask some good lawyer who has, you know, worked with such cases. Did you try that?
Madam, I've been through all these lawyers for 10 years and went to all these places.
It's been 10 years? I am so sorry.
Yes, madam. Yes, madam. I'm not lying. I have paperwork from the senator with injury from 2018, and I'm giving it to lawyers with injury. It says from the senator, madam.
I am
Joseph
really
Fidalgo, ask him if he knows me. James Facito, he'll tell you he knows me. Madam, I'm not lying about it. I have everything on paper. Paper doesn't disappear. This is the problem. Paper doesn't disappear, but they want it to. You understand? And nobody don't like it. You understand that?
It's understandable.
You understand that? You understand that, right? I don't make the paperwork either, madam.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stand around with a fax machine. I don't make paper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they look at it and they see it, they're obliviated and they say they can't do it.
Uh-huh.
This is why I'm trying to go to somebody who's a publisher or somebody can help me and say, look at what they're doing out there. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense.
This is what I need. Somebody to address these people in New York City that needs to know what they're doing out there with everybody's money.
Okay, you just need
you understand?
Someone to give an assurity that that's the thing, right? That you're doing good in life. That's the thing.
I'm trying to give good advice to people out there when you're over here trying to get your money.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
You what? Sorry?
You know what I mean? What do you think I should do, madam?
I think you should start whatever you're doing right now with the construction. I feel that's a good job. Respectful job. And I would want you to continue that, live your life. And about that case, I think you should. I know since past 10 years you have been going to the lawyers. But then,
madam, I can show you today. I went to three lawyers today.
I have no idea why aren't these people helping you out.
I went to three lawyers today. None of them did nothing. All they did was give me paperwork that I can show you, right, and push me off to somebody else. Do you understand what they just did today that I spent all day doing? You understand, madam?
With your case?
You think that's good? You think that's nice what they did? I spent all day looking for a lawyer. I do this.
James, that's not acceptable. This is their job. Why aren't they doing their job?
I don't know, madam. You know, this is what I mean. I can't get nothing done, madam. You know, I try to do the right thing. I'm trying to explain people out there why your unemployment system, my people are in the home and nowhere to go and get jobs. They're blocking people out, madam. No, it's not good.
What exactly?
Really not good. That's some truth.
So you have like zero.
No, it's not good, madam.
Now.
I'm so sorry when I'm outside. I've been going nuts going looking for a lawyer. I'm so sorry.
Sorry
I'm just, you know.
Sorry about what, James? There's nothing to be sorry about. Why are you feeling sorry? You shouldn't feel sorry. Something that is done is done. Something that is a part of your past shouldn't be considered a part of your present or your future. You need to understand that. You need to go with the flow. I know it's really easy for me to say such things, but thinking about your past and moving on is just, honestly, I don't want to use the word, but absurd, you know, by the end of the day, because like it seems like you want to work on your book, you want to work hard in your life, but just because of this case... you just cannot move on. If it's not working out in your favor, just let it go. I know it's really, really easy for me to say it, and then, like, you have done your level best. You find the good lawyers, they don't want to work with you. They don't think the case is solid enough. It makes sense. It makes sense. It makes absolutely sense. But the fact that, you know, you cannot move past this thing, it's not good for your mental health. You understand what I'm trying to say, James?
Yeah.
How about you start working properly in that construction firm or whatever you're doing right now and just live your life the way you were living. Stop thinking about the case. I don't think you should think about the case. Once you have the money up front, this is Rachel Brown, you can just call me here. Take my name and I will make sure your book is published. You don't need to worry about it. I am vouching for that. The day you know you have enough money to publish a book, you can come here to this place and you could just take my name and I'll assist you. How about that? But in order to do that, you need to have like a proper, you know, space of mind, because right now you're just like, I can feel that you're going through a lot. Money problem, like, you know, everything is just making things work for you. Worst for you. So I would just recommend you to live your life. You know, life is really short. If you can stop, it's been 10 years and you're just thinking about your case. What did you do in these 10 years? Just thinking, just living your life with that case. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Hey, this is going to happen. It's going to happen. You're trying your level best, right? I know it is a part of your life, but how about you start living your life? Just think about it once in a week. Oh, like, I need to think about the case. I need a lawyer. Once you have the money, no lawyer is going to say no to you. And you know that, right?
That's once you have problem. The amount of money. I can't find somebody to help me with this, you know what I mean, with this lawyer.
But you just said.
Keep on
I'll just give you a suggestion. How about start earning a lot of money, and then once you're done with it, you go to a lawyer and ask that lawyer that I want this case to be done and dusted because I'm done. Because right now no lawyer wants to work with you because they know you're not stable in your life, you're not financially stable. They don't want to work with someone who's not financially stable, right?
No, I take it to the lawyer, they say they say that they don't do this case. I don't understand. It's a regular EEOC paperwork. They're saying that they don't do it, is what they're saying. They don't go after unions. I never heard such a thing.
Yes, James. I don't know where I'm going to help you with it, but the only thing, the only suggestion, the only help I can give you right now.
You know, the paperwork's in there. You know what I mean? That they don't want to accept the paperwork.
Why?
Paperwork from the congresswoman.
Why not?
You know, this is paperwork that they're supposed to, okay, when somebody, the congresswoman gives you paperwork, and you say you got to find a lawyer to give to the union for somebody to represent you for a lawyer and to give it to this union, and they don't want to do it, I don't know what to do if they're telling me they're not going to do it. That's what the lawyers are saying. But here it is, the paperwork from the congresswoman. It says intake form. It's supposed to go where it's supposed to go.
It doesn't make sense at all. It does not make sense at
all. And they don't want to do it. It's really, they don't want to accept it. Why? You know what I mean?
Yes,
I'm never heard such a thing in my life.
Heard what?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, I did hear what you said, too.
Somebody gives you paperwork about you, about who you are in New York City,
mm-hmm.
right? You're a publisher, right?
That's
so in the United States, right,
that, you know, this is
gave you paperwork, right? And you have to give it to, say, your union, and they're not accepting it. What do you do? You know what I'm saying? This is what I mean.
It does not make sense at all.
I never heard such thing in my life.
Exactly same. I don't know what the are doing. What are they trying to do?
Yeah, well, see, this is what I mean, madam.
Makes sense.
Nobody wants to know nothing.
I don't
know what you mean?
To say honestly, I'm just
you know what I mean? It's really simple, you know? Why do nobody don't want it? Why is there nobody there to address these people, right?
Yeah, it's just like they have like proper degrees and they're not even doing their job. What are they doing then?
Well, that's why I don't have authority to go there to tell them to do their job, madam. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who works in a place who's blocking you out, okay?
That's totally absurd. Like,
this is what I got, madam.
Since 10 years, you're facing this and so sad about it. Like, how do you manage all this?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why don't they accept the paperwork? They're a union. They have my money in there. Now,
exactly.
How do I get my money out of there?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have my pension fund in there. They have all my documents.
It makes sense. It makes sense. It makes total sense. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I don't.
Exactly.
I'm trying to figure out. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm just like speechless. I don't know what to do. Where to help you?
I don't know what to do, madam. That's what I'm saying. I'm like stuck in a hard place. Nobody wants to help me. You know what I mean? That's why I'm trying to come to a publisher or somebody who maybe can help me. Or maybe put something out there on the news or something, but he put this out there, what
mm-hmm.
they're doing out there in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I never heard such a thing in my life.
Uh-huh. It makes sense, James. It's just totally absurd people not helping you out.
You know, I have paperwork from all the way down from the senators, from the congresswoman,
mm-hmm.
from the National Labor Board.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do I need? And they're just telling me to go get a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. James, how about I have your email address. And
okay.
You could just like let me know how the situation is like. And once you're ready to publish your book and once you're a bit...
How much will it cost me?
You're thinking about the ghostwriting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have, like, different packages. How about I have your email address and I could just, like, send you them? Good idea?
What happened?
Yeah, can I have your email address?
Yeah, James.
James?
Facito. F. Yes, James.
Could you just
Facito.
Spell your surname?
J-A-M. J-A-M.
Yes.
F-U-C-I-T-O.
T-O.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. All right. James F.
J-A-M.
J-O-M.
No, I'm going to spell it for you again. J-A-M-E-S.
F. Yes.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
U-C-I-T-O. Facito.
F-U-C-I?
T-O.
T-O, too, right?
Yes. Facito, yes.
Facito, okay. Perfect.
F-U-C-I-T-O.
Perfect, James. I'm just going to email you our packages. Ghostwriting,
yes.
And you could just let me know. And I can help you with the discount also. But you need to be a bit
receptive
in order to, you know, for me in order to know
how
things are like, okay?
I'm calling lawyers. Maybe you can help me with this. Figure this out, because they gave me a whole bunch of lawyers today that, you know what I mean, that I probably already called. We're going to call them people 5-6 times, right? You know what I mean, madam?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing here? What are they giving me a runaround for? 10 years. Nah, that ain't cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect, James. I'm going to email
you. Wouldn't you like to know how they steal your money, too? Wouldn't you like to know that? You know, that union president that's in this bricklayers union is an ex-cop?
Yes, James.
That's getting contracts from the mayor's office. And then you wonder why, how people are using a company that's non-existent in their union. Because I got proof of that, too, madam. Okay?
I am really
I got right. proof
I
of that, too.
To be honest, I don't want to think anything that is...
No.
With your,
but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that's right, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you would think, why would they hide these people? You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, absolutely, James. Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, James, how about I email you?
I think the best thing to do is get back to me.
Yes. Okay.
You know what I mean? All right, madam.
How about
Thank
you.
Email you?
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Have a nice day.
Nice. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.